Welcome to the second hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola. My guest today is Peter John Simpson. His website is RommelLaw.com. And that was a very interesting example of two people, and you would have thought that the person in Iowa would have been had you know, he would have made out all right. I mean, supposedly he had a lawyer. He hadn't done anything. What did he do? He mishandled some chemicals on his farm?
Chemicals, yes. He mishandled farm chemicals, and here's what happened. He signed a plea agreement in the United States today. If you are indicted by a federal grand jury, the statistical probabilities of your being found guilty if you enter the court with a licensed lawyer, the probabilities of your guilt are 98.4%. And no one fights cases anymore. It's all plea agreements. One of the items we have on our website is a reprint of a Yale Law Journal article by a very prestigious law professor named Altshuler, and he discusses on the role of defense attorneys in plea bargains. If you are indicted, state or federal, and you read that article, the last act you will do is hire a lawyer to defend you, because you will know and understand the game that you are about to enter. Now, the upshot of the two cases I discussed earlier, the Iowa farm chemical and the guy accused of machine guns and bomb-making equipment, guess what? The prosecuting attorney who brought that indictment was never charged with a crime. Yeah, and what you think about it very simply. If a cop pulls you over in your car and writes you a ticket, and you beat the ticket in court, isn't the cop guilty of something? Filing a false instrument? Making a material misstatement of fact in a criminal proceeding in the state? Think about it.
Sure.
Now, in America originally, the system was different. The definition of prosecuting attorney was the American citizen who pays the filing fee to start the lawsuit. There was no Department of Justice. There was no Attorney General. There's none of this madness that we have now, this police state that the Republicans installed. For the Bible readers in the Republic broadcasting audience, you can read the federal judge's oath of office, and you don't have to go to a law library to do it. You'll find it at Deuteronomy 1. 16 and 17. Most of the state judicial oaths, especially the older states from the East Coast going to the Midwest, they also have the exact same wording. It's Deuteronomy 1, 16 and 17. If you want to read what David in the Old Testament thought of corrupt judges, read Psalm 58. Psalm 58 is an imprecatory prayer against corrupt judges.
All righty. We're going to a break. We will be right back in 3 minutes, and we'll take some calls when we get back. Stay tuned.
Are Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Our guest today is Peter John Simpson. His website is RommelLaw.com, and we do have some callers lined up. Did you want to finish some thoughts before we take some callers?
To finish the biblical side of the legal system, in the original King James Bible from 1611, 1613, 1629, and 1648, in all four authorized versions, the book of Daniel had 14 chapters, not 12. The 13th chapter of Daniel is called Susanna and the Judgment of Daniel. And at our seminars, I usually read it out loud to the seminar attendees. It was recorded at our criminal law seminar from Indianapolis, our level 5 seminar, and it's on the tapes. I read it from an obscure Catholic Bible called the Jerusalem Bible, which was the original text translated into French and then translated into English. And when you read Daniel 13, you'll understand why it was taken out of the Bible in 1750. They simply, you know, knew in advance that we can't have this kind of information going out to the masses because they're liable to get uppity and ornery.
Right. Well, people are so intimidated by authority and so afraid of getting into trouble that they automatically render obedience, and it's just something that we shouldn't do, and something that the fellow that you talked about in Pennsylvania, he stood up for his rights, even though I think there was more of a case, a situation with him than there was with the farmer in Iowa.
About as much fun as you can have with your clothes on is to stand directly shoulder to shoulder with your process server when he hands your civil rights lawsuit against government bureaucrats to them and says, "You're served, sir or madam. See you in court."
Yes.
To just to look into their eyes is almost worth all the work.
Amazing. All righty. Let's go ahead and take a call. Let's take Mark in Philadelphia. Mark, welcome to the program.
I'm calling in. It's one of my first few times listening to your show. You have an incredible guest on today. I am so very, very moved by what he's saying and what he's standing for. And a personal note on this, you know, things are, for most Americans, they're so busy trying to take care of the basics and carry on with their lives, they don't even know what's been going on in the county courthouses across America, and it's been going on for a long time. But now it seems like it's going on more and more, that it is coming to the attention, and actually it's happening to more and more people, where now even what might have once been a remote instance in most people's lives is now coming closer to home. And in my own case, I'm ringing up, you know who John Grisham is, right, the writer?
Yes.
Okay. Well, John Grisham, he was formerly an attorney, I think, in Mississippi, and that's where he got a lot of his ideas for his books. But the only nonfiction book that he ever wrote was called The Innocent Man. The Innocent Man is a very, very good book. I highly recommend everybody out there listening to read it. And it's actually not about one innocent man. It's about two innocent men, one of whom went to school with my brother, and his name was Dennis Fritz. And what happened is it was a case in Oklahoma where these two guys were accused of raping and killing a waitress at a local bar. It was not true. It was not factual. And they held these two guys in prison. This happened in the early 80s, early to mid-80s. And they held them in prison for 12 years over a single hair. Okay, as evidence. In 1987, Dennis Fritz went into prison. 1988, DNA was allowed as evidence at trial. And Dennis Fritz tried to take the state and said, "Okay, well, you have my hair, test it." He had to take them to court seven times. He had to push the issue seven times before the court would finally actually test his hair. And about that time, the Innocence Project got involved and supported these two guys. They were found innocent. They were in prison for 12 years, okay, over a hair that the state would not acknowledge and actually test. When they finally did, they were, you know, the case was thrown out of court. They then sued them civilly and ended up with the two of them getting $5 million between the two of them. But Ron Williamson, the other person, he actually contracted a disease while he was in prison, and he died shortly after being released. But the deal is, now get this, here's the audacity of the local public defender, or the prosecuting attorney, I'm sorry, the local prosecuting attorney for Ada, Oklahoma. By the way, he was voted, even after all this happened, he was voted back in by the local. He was elected again to be the prosecuting attorney of that county, if you can absolutely believe that. That is absolutely abhorrible. And then he has the audacity to turn and actually sue John Grisham for libel and character assassination.
Oh, my goodness. And how'd that turn out?
Two observations. Number one, the attorney, the prosecuting attorney, was never charged with felony misrepresentation of fact in a criminal proceeding in the state of Oklahoma. He was never charged with any crime. And just think about the Innocence Project for a minute. I think I read yesterday somewhere that they've had at least 27 men brought off death row.
Right.
And not one of the prosecuting attorneys or the judges has faced any sort of litigation for their crimes. And the problem is exactly that these people are not held accountable. I submit to you very candidly, you start putting judges in the worst prisons in America on purpose because of the nature of their crimes. You will begin to see legal reform take place. You want to know how the ancients did legal reform? A sultan came back from a crusade and was confronted by a peasant who said, "Honorable sir, this judge is corrupt and takes bribes." And the sultan's retainers grabbed this guy and said, "How about if we just behead him right here for stepping in front of you and speaking to you?" And the sultan said, no, let him go. And in his court, he brought his most trusted retainer. And he said, "I want this report checked out. And I want it checked out very carefully, and I don't want the checkout traced back to you or me." That was accomplished. And the judge was dirty. And the sultan personally arrested this judge, threw him in a dumper somewhere. The next day, a trial was held, and the evidence was brought forward, and the judge was found guilty. The sultan specifically instructed a particular gallows be built, and when it was constructed, the sultan personally brought this miscreant out of his holding cell, strapped him to the gallows, and skinned this judge alive.
Yikes.
Now, I want you to picture this. And he then, when the skinning was done and the screaming had stopped with the blood still flowing, the sultan turned to his retainer and he said, "You will cover the judgment seat that this judge sat in with this skin." And the sultan appointed the judge's son to take his place. And the legal reforms lasted for 8 generations. Because nobody who sat in that judgment seat would dare do anything outside the pale because they were sitting on the penalty clause. You bring that sort of reform to America, and within 3 to 10 weeks, you will have judicial reform like you couldn't believe, and I submit to you that that reform will begin with at least 70% of the current judiciary at every level, municipal court to the United States Supreme Court. 70% of those judges will resign.
Well, how do we do that, though? How do you get that kind of...
It would require an angel of God, and so since we don't have access to that, and perhaps America doesn't deserve access to that, we do have one way to discipline the judiciary. And that is, you put in members of the House of Representatives who will impeach these judges. The last major judge at the federal level to be impeached was Harry Claiborne for fudging on taxes in Nevada. Before that, Gerald Ford impeached Abe Fortas. Abe Fortas was going to the Supreme Court. His career ended with the filing of the impeachment papers.
Okay. All righty. We do need to take a break. We will be back in 3 minutes, and we'll take another call. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Brack slings are now available for civilian uses. Order yours in camo, black, and any custom unit colors. Call 877-MY-BUNKER, the battle rifle all-purpose carrier. Put your rifle safely where it needs to be, at the ready, for a moment's notice. Your rifle is not leaning on a tree or in your trunk. It's with you when you need it. Rifles or shotguns will fit comfortably and safely in backpack mode, or transition simply to a tactical single-point harness in seconds. Watch a demonstration of the BRAC at 877mybunker.com. The BRAC is American-made with a lifetime guarantee. BRAC fits your rifles or shotguns, 22s, M16s, your M60, even the Barrett 50 Cal, and more. Call 877-MY-BUNKER or go online to 877mybunker.com to see the video. Save 20% now by calling 877-MY-BUNKER. That's 877-692-8653 and mention you heard this ad on RBN. Save 20%. Just mention you heard it on RBN.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
right back. I had some technical difficulties here. Our guest today is Peter John Simpson. His website is RommelLaw.com. And we have a caller. Who do we have? We have, we have David in New Mexico.
Right. And good morning, Deanna and Peter. And I'm really pleased to hear Peter's presentation. I'm surprised he stayed alive. But I used to be a journalist, and I've sat through a number of federal court cases, and I would say they're nothing but kangaroo courts where the defense attorney was actually, you know, threatened by the judge to sit down and shut up, and basically if he did anything to defend his client, he'd lose his license to practice.
And in Alice in Wonderland,
yes,
the line is no, 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 no. Sentence first, verdict later.
And exculpatory evidence is frequently not allowed to be presented, even when the defense and the judge knows full well the man is innocent, as I think you've maybe mentioned. It's also been codified into law that police officers or other agents are permitted to lie to people. But, of course, you're not allowed to say anything that might be slightly in error.
Briscoe v. LaHaye, United States Supreme Court.
Yes. And I was amazed when Dick Cheney shot that lawyer in the face. He couldn't even be bothered to speak to the deputy sheriffs that responded. Could you imagine anyone who had just shot a man in the face and not even allowing himself to be speaking to the deputies? I mean, most people would have been laying face down on the ground with a knee in their back, but not Mr. Cheney. He couldn't even be bothered to be questioned.
A bifurcated legal system, two sets of rules. One set of rules for the rich and privileged, another set of rules for us.
And more recently, there was a case taken against President Obama, so it's called, because he had been proven to be using Social Security cards and numbers fraudulently, and the judge actually ruled it doesn't matter if the president's committing fraud. The president's right to privacy trumps everything, that you cannot bring a suit.
And in the United States Constitution, there is no right to privacy.
Unless you're the president, apparently.
Amen. See, what you have is judicial construction, judicial activism, it's sometimes called. And what you have is a situation where the Bill of Rights in the United States is not a Bill of Rights at all. It's a list of suggestions. Judges make law. In the formation of the American Republic, the law schools taught Coke's commentaries and Blackstone's commentaries on the laws of England. Both Coke and Blackstone said that men do not write law. They uncover law from the Holy Scripture. In 1870, Christopher Columbus Langdell took over the Harvard Law School, and he said Coke and Blackstone are wrong. And he instituted case book method, now called case law method. And believe me, we know something about case law. We teach you how to use it against them. And Langdell said, judges make law. You want to learn what the law means? Read the decision of the judges. A guy named Bowden wrote a book called Judicial Anarchy. And if you can find a copy, they're like $200 or $300 a copy. And if you read it probably more than once, you'll realize exactly what's going on. You have judicial tyranny in America. The judges make the rules, and everybody else either abides or they get thrown in the dumpster.
All righty. We do have to cut to a break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you want to be free yet find that credit card payments are still tying you down? Does it seem like you're not getting anywhere month after month, payment after payment? Do you wish that there was some way to end the slavery and save your money for your family instead? FreeToProsper.com has a solution you've been waiting for. Since 2007, we've been implementing an advanced debt repudiation program which legally ends unsecured debt payments, lets you keep your money, and protects your property. This is not another settlement, repayment, or consolidation program, but a true debt repudiation process that's helped hundreds of Americans all across the country start living better quality lives and prepare for an uncertain future. For a free consultation or to learn more, give us a call today at 877-417-8393 or visit freetoprosper.com right now. That's 877-417-8393 or visit freetoprosper.com.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com. Then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
We are back, and our guest today is Peter John Simpson. His website is RommelLaw.com.
Would you like a little treat? I can speed read you the Daniel 13, Susanna and the Judgment of Daniel from the Jerusalem Bible. Probably
okay.
Take about 4 minutes.
All righty.
In Babylon there lived a man named Joachim. He married Susanna, daughter of Hilkiah, a woman of great beauty. She was God-fearing. Her parents were worthy people and instructed their daughter in the law of Moses. Joachim was very rich, had a garden attached to his house. The Jews would often visit him since he was held in greater respect than any other man. Two elderly men had been selected from the people that year to act as judges. Of such, the Lord said, wickedness has come to Babylon through the elders and judges posing as guides to the people. These men were often at Joachim's house. All who were engaged in litigation used to come to them. At midday, when everyone had gone, Susanna used to take a walk in her husband's garden. The two elders, who used to watch her every day as she came in to take her walk, gradually began to desire her. They threw reason aside, made no effort to turn their eyes to heaven, forgetting the demands of virtue. Both were inflamed by the same passion, but they hid it from each other, for they were ashamed to admit their longing to sleep with her. But they contrived to see her every day. One day, having parted with the words, "Let's go home, it's time for the midday meal," they went off in different directions, only to retrace their steps, find themselves face to face again. Obliged to explain, they admitted their desire and agreed to look for an opportunity of surprising Susanna alone. They waited for a favorable moment. One day, Susanna came as usual, accompanied only by two young maidservants. Day was hot. She wanted to bathe in the garden. No one about except the two elders spying on her from hiding. She said to the servants, "Bring me oil and balsam. Shut the garden door while I bathe." They did as told, shut the door, and went back to the house by side entrance. She knew nothing of the elders in hiding. Hardly were the servants gone than the two elders were after her. "Look," they said, "the garden door is shut. No one can see us. We want to have you. Give in and let us refuse, and we will both give evidence that a young man was with you, and that's why you sent your maids away." Susanna sighed. "I am trapped. Whatever I do, if I agree, it means my death. If I resist, I can't get away from you. But I prefer to fall innocent into your power than to sin in the eyes of Yahweh." Then she cried aloud, as loud as she could. The two elders began shouting too, putting the blame on her, ran and opened the garden door. The household, hearing the shouting, rushed by the side entrance to see what was happening. Once the elders told their story, the servants were shocked, taken aback. Nothing of this sort had ever been said of Susanna. The next day, a meeting was held at the house of Joaquin. The two elders arrived, in their vindictiveness, determined to have her put to death. They addressed the company, summoned Susanna, daughter of Hilkiah, wife of Joaquin. She was sent for, and she came accompanied by her parents and children and all her relatives. Susanna was very graceful and beautiful to look at. She was veiled, so the wretches made her unveil in order to feast their eyes on her beauty. All her own people were weeping, and so were the others who saw her. The two elders stood up with all the people around them, laid their hands on the woman's head. Tearfully, she turned her eyes to heaven, her heart confident in Yahweh. The elders spoke, "While we were walking by ourselves in the garden, this woman arrived, two servants, shut the garden door, dismissed the servant. A young man had been in hiding, went over to her. They lay down together. From the end of the garden where we saw this crime take place, hurried toward them. When we saw them together, we were unable to catch the man. He was too strong for us, opened the door, took to his heels. We did catch this woman and asked her who the young man was. She refused to tell us. That is our evidence." Since they were elders and judges, the assembly took their word. Susanna was condemned to death. She cried as loud as she could, "Eternal God, you know all secrets and everything before it happens. You know I am innocent of everything their malice has invented against me. And now I have to die? Their evidence is false." The Lord heard her cry, and as she was being led away to die, He roused the Holy Spirit residing in a young boy named Daniel, who began to scream, "I am innocent of this woman's death," at which all the people turned to him and asked, "What do you mean?" Standing in the middle of the crowd, he replied, "Are you so stupid, sons of Israel, as to condemn a daughter of Israel unheard, without troubling to find out the truth? Go back to the scene of the trial. These men have given false evidence against Susanna." All the people hurried back. The elders said to Daniel, "Come and sit with us and tell us what you mean, since God has given you the gifts the elders have." Daniel said, "Keep the men well apart from each other, for I will question them." When they were separated, Daniel had one of them brought to him. "You have grown old in wickedness," Daniel said, "and now the sins of your earlier days have overtaken you, you with your unjust judgments, your condemnations of the innocent, your acquittal of guilty men, when the Lord has said you must not put the innocent and the just to death. Now then, since you so clearly saw Susanna, tell me what tree you saw them lying under." The judge replied, "Under a mastic tree." Daniel said, "True enough, your lie recoils on your own head. the angel of God has already received your sentence from him and will slash you in half. He dismissed the man and ordered the other brought to him. Spawn of Canaan, not of Judah, beauty has seduced you. Lust has led your heart astray. This is how you have been behaving with the daughters of Israel when they were too frightened to resist. But here is a daughter of Judah who could not stomach your wickedness. Now then, tell me what tree you surprised them under. The judge replied, under a holm oak. Daniel said, true enough, your lie recoils upon your own head. The angel of God is waiting with a sword to drive home and split you and destroy the pair of you. Then the whole assembly shouted, blessing God, the Savior of those who trust in him. And they turned on the two elders whom Daniel had convicted of false evidence out of their own mouths. As prescribed in the law of Moses, they sentenced them to the same punishment as they had intended to inflict on their neighbor. They put them to death. The life of an innocent woman was spared that day. Hilkiah and his wife gave thanks to God for their daughter Susanna, and so did her husband Joachim and all his relations, because she had been acquitted of anything dishonorable. From that day onward, Daniel's reputation stood high with the people.
Interesting.
Daniel 13 removed from the English Bible in 1750 by government agents.
Interesting. Very interesting. All righty, let's take a phone call here. Let's take John in California. John, welcome to the program.
Hi. Listen, I have a question here. Most of the people that are having a problem here are having a problem with administrative law, not real law. And it's all involving code enforcement and bringing in Agenda 21. And they're taking people's properties and making them do silly things and just, you know, fining them to death. How would your system help those people?
You will learn administrative due process of law versus substantive due process of law. Where rights are secured by the Constitution, no administrative rulemaking or legislation can abrogate those rights. And so you frame a constitutional law argument. The administrative rule used by the defendants is unconstitutional, or it was unconstitutionally applied against the plaintiffs in this case. It's a law argument.
Do you have to go into the administrative court to give that argument, or how do you get around the administrative
process? It depends on the law and the rulings up to date in California. You probably do. You want it straight. You want it in a language you can understand. The rules of civil procedure have 84 rules in civil rules in California. The state of California has over 2,000 civil rules. How any sentient being can live in the state of California is something that continues to escape me. The Japanese curse is, may your life be filled with lawyers. And that's California. California has more lawyers per capita than any other state in the union. My suggestion to you would be to move to Idaho.
Well, we do have one thing going for us, and that is the Constitution of California does say we're part of the United States of America, not the United States.
Boy, and if you can find a California state judge to enforce that provision, you'd be very lucky. The better states to live in are the earlier states. In Indiana, there is a constitutional provision for jury nullification. We've had two or three criminal actions where they simply walked away in pretrial when we motion and demanded for a jury instruction on jury nullification pursuant to the state constitution that the judge swore an oath to uphold. In the Florida Constitution of 1838, Article 27 says nothing any future legislature enacts will overcome, replace, or negate anything in this 1838 Constitution. And you should see them scatter when Florida citizens raise that issue.
In the meantime, we're stuck in California, and we've got to deal with the situation at hand. And
it's a legal research issue. And what you have to demonstrate is that your substantive due process rights overcome their administrative procedure.
Well, how about the fact that code enforcement people aren't really officers, even though they claim to be officers?
Your problem is you're facing a lot of case law that is strictly in Babylon's favor. You are in Babylon. If you're in Mississippi, California, Minnesota, Illinois, Maine, it doesn't matter. This is Babylon with electricity.
Can we haul them into federal court?
Yes, you can.
Wouldn't that be easier to deal with them?
The only thing the feds might say is you have to run the gauntlet in the state of California before they'll listen to it. If you can demonstrate bad faith on the part of the state bureaucrats, you can overcome having to run the gauntlet. And that, of course, requires a judge who is actually, you know, reading the material and understanding what the issues are before him.
Well, these people, they're not Goliath, and I'm afraid I'm just not willing to just give in and roll over. And is going after these people on a local basis, there's got to be a lot of things that we can challenge them with.
Sir?
Coming at us, we should be able to go right back at them.
Sir, go to my website. We train hellraisers. And my statement to you is very simple. Sue them until their eyeballs bleed.
There you go.
And you might still be able in California to raise the issue of respondeat superior, where not only do you sue the code enforcement guy, but you sue his two-level-up superiors. Because obviously the only reason the code enforcement guy is acting this way is because he was trained to do so by the superior who was trained to do so by the next higher superior. And when they fill out a credit application, are you currently involved in any litigation? If you check yes, explain below, and guess what? They don't get no damn credit. And like I said, you have not lived until you have stood shoulder to shoulder with your process server and looked in their eyes as they're served.
Well, I'm definitely more interested in the Hellraiser approach. I think it's problematic that most people just run from this and they don't want to learn how to defend themselves.
What Erwin Rommel does is we teach you to create the maximum amount of hair, teeth, and eyeballs on the floor of the court on the first day at the lowest possible cost to you.
Other question before we have to run here. I know we're running out of time. Can I get involved in other people's cases?
In our Level 1 seminar, we teach you how to represent anyone's civil action.
See, that's what I'd like to do, because I'm seeing people, little things that I could go after and do and just start practicing and get comfortable in court and starting to learn who all these players are and helping others who can't help themselves.
Yep, it's in our Level 1 seminar. It's a federal appellate court ruling from the Seventh Circuit in Chicago. To be on the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, you have to own stock in banks. If you sue a bank in the Seventh Circuit, you're going to lose every time without fail. One of the most corrupt judicial circuses in America, the Seventh Circus Court of Appeals, Chicago, Illinois. Sherman Skolnick did great work trashing judges and putting bureaucrats in prison. In fact, I have a DVD with an interview of that Sherman Skolnick did with me on his program before he died, and I hope to have it ready to go in about a month. It used to be on VHS tape, and getting it transferred has been a real hassle.
Yeah. Well, I didn't take your advice a couple years ago, and I'm pretty well much impoverished now, and I don't have a lot to lose, so I'm pretty anxious to do something.
As George Patton said, we will go forward and meet the enemy and be victorious, or let no man come back alive.
He's my favorite general. I'm retired United States Army. I was also in the Armored Cavalry, and he also said, I like when the bastards shoot at me because now I know where to go kill them. Bingo.
All righty. Thank you, John. We do have to go to a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Alrighty, we are back. Our guest today is Peter John Simpson. His website is RommelLaw.com. And I believe that, John, are you still on, or did you have another question? Okay, John dropped. All right, let's take Werner in New Brunswick.
Good afternoon, Dana, and good afternoon to Mr. Simpson. It's very educational. I just had turned in when he was talking about the Sultan and his unique method of dealing with corruption.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good to me.
Well, as I say, I have to agree with that, especially when being looked at the alternative, when the corruption is allowed to go on unchecked. There probably would have been thousands
right.
and tens.
Werner, do you have a question? Because we've only got like 3 minutes.
Diana, I just want to point something out. A friend sent me an email. They are right in British Columbia this afternoon in Vernon Court. There's a fellow by the name of Jim Townsend. He is in court for posting YouTubes about uncovering corruptions in the police and in the judicial system of British Columbia. This man is about to be innocently to be put away.
Oh, my.
It's epidemic in America. It is literally considered to be an act of terror to film the police that your taxes pay for in the operation of their office as police officers. Now, any thinking American understands that that's preposterous on its face. But until recently, the courts have been looking the other way. And what's required is when these judges get stupid and won't listen or do the legal research, you start impeaching them. You can impeach them, but the representative can. And so when you get control of your House of Representatives, the judges will toe the line or they'll be out of work. And see, what happens is when the bill of impeachment is filed in the House, the first thing that happens is the clerk starts making copies. The first copy goes in the judge's personnel file. When they start reviewing judges' careers for elevation to the appellate court, they open the judge's file. There's a bill of impeachment. They close the file. They go on to the next judge. You will effectively destroy the judge's legal career if you get a rep to file a bill of impeachment. And by the way, there is no separation of powers in American law. Every constitution states that the House of Representatives impeaches corrupt judges.
And that's in every state, and that is...
Every state and the federal constitution.
Well, the same. Maybe it should be treated the same way as with a driver's license. You get so many points.
I would agree. The beauty of the American system is that every 2 years, the House of Representatives stands for election. And it's very easy to control them. They've got 24 months to get on the off the dime, or we'll find somebody else to do the job.
A friend of mine in New York, Mayan Hannon, she passed away there about a little bit over a year ago. They had formed a group they called Court Watchers. Whenever they figured there was a crooked judge on the bench and would make a crooked judgment, you know, they would appear in court.
All righty.
We support Court Watchers for sure.
I'm sorry we've run out of time. Thank you, Werner, for calling, and thank you so much, Peter, for being on the program.
It is I who thank you. 320-857-2400 if they want to talk to me on the phone live. Otherwise, RommelLaw.com, the Irwin Rommel School of Law.
Great. Thank you so much. Let's do this again soon.
Blessings. I'll look forward to it.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk to you tomorrow.